Dr. Vanook discussed the challenge of management of both cold intolerance and progressive peripheral neuropathy in patients receiving oxaliplatin, and an interim research report last year discussed in a prior issue of this series by Dr. Axel Grothy on the use of magnesium and calcium infusions to prevent or treat this neurologic complication. The initial report suggested the possibility that calcium and magnesium might actually interfere with anti-tumor effects of oxaliplatin, but when the data were more carefully examined, there was no evidence of diminished efficacy, and in fact, the magnesium and calcium seemed to provide clearly documented benefits. I asked Mr. Weber about the challenge of managing patients receiving adjuvant FOLFOX and how it played out in this particular patient.
We were aiming for 6 months of adjuvant therapy after his sigmoid colon resection. He had a bit of a hard time. The therapy interfered with his lifestyle. He just thought it really took a big chunk of his free time away. And I remember him coming in during the fifth cycle of therapy, considering stopping therapy. And we met with him and just discussed that his best chance of cure was this first-line therapy, and we offered some options to simplify things. He lives well into the Central Valley of California, so he had at least a two-hour commute each direction to our infusion center. So we offered to arrange to have him treated more locally. We offered to actually stop the oxaliplatin from the FOLFOX regimen. We offered to give calcium and magnesium infusions pre and post the oxaliplatin to minimize the acute neuropathy that's associated with it. Eventually, he decided to just stick it out a little further, and he did. He made it through 11 cycles. We did stop the oxaliplatin with cycle 10. His neuropathy was persistent between clinic visits every 2 weeks. And so at that point, we did stop it. And cycle 10 and 11 were much better tolerated.
So one of the things that you look for is he was having, I guess, just sensory neuropathy, no motor problems, right?
Correct.
But it wasn't going away. By the time he was ready for the next treatment, he still had that?
Exactly.
And that's one of the things you look for is maybe something to think about stopping.
Exactly. In fact, I think he's been done now maybe, 3 years?
Right.
He still has very trivial neuropathy in his feet, but he still has some neuropathy.
Another thing that was interesting in talking to him was the fact that he found that the chemo was not as difficult as he expected, even though he had a lot of concerns about it. He was expecting to have a lot of nausea and vomiting and hair loss and sort of traditional kind of chemo impact, and was sort of surprised. He thought it was not as bad as what he was expecting. Do you see that very often with patients getting, for example, FOLFOX?
Absolutely. I think people still have that preconception that they're going to have uncontrollable nausea and vomiting and hair loss, and I think we've made great advances in the antiemetics and whatnot that we have nowadays. So it's in general very well tolerated, I think.
How do you think his experience with FOLFOX compares to most people that you've seen receive that treatment as adjuvant therapy? Typical or better than average?
I would say typical.